Stairs opened like petals. The fourth wall of the stage, the big black sucking darkness outside, was a well of silence, begging to be filled up. Christine was walking towards him, quite unconcerned. Christine would walk into a dragon's mouth if it had a sign on it saying, "Totally harmless, I promise you." At least, if it was printed in large, easy-to-understand letters. No one seemed to want to do anything. It was a famous duet, and a beautiful one. Agnes ought to know she'd been singing it all last night. Christine took the false basilica's hand, and as the opening bars of the duet began, opened her mouth. "Stop right there!" Agnes put everything she could into it. The chandelier tinkled. The orchestra went silent in a skid of wheezes and twangs. In a fading of chords and a dying of echoes, the show stopped. Walter Plinge sat in the candlelit gloom under the stage, his hands resting on his lap. It was not often that Walter Plinge had nothing to do, but when he did have nothing to do, he did nothing. He liked it down here. It was familiar. The sounds of the opera filtered through. They were muffled, but that didn't matter. Walter knew all the words, every note of music, every step of every dance. He needed the actual performances only in the same way that a clock needs its tiny little escapement mechanism. It kept him ticking nicely. Mrs. Plinge had taught him to read using the old programmes. That's how he knew he was part of it all. But he knew that anyway. He'd cut what teeth he had on a helmet with horns on it. The first bed he could remember was the very same trampoline used by Dame Jeegley in the infamous Bouncing Jeegley incident. Walter Plinge lived opera. He breathed its songs, painted its scenery, lit its fires, washed its floors and shined its shoes. Opera filled up places in Walter Plinge that might otherwise have been empty. And now, the show had stopped. But all the energy, all the raw pent-up emotion that is dammed up behind a show, all the screaming, the fears, the hopes, the desires, flew on, like a body hurled from the wreckage. The terrible momentum smashed into Walter Plinge like a tidal wave hitting a teacup. It propelled him out of his chair and flung him against the crumbling scenery. He slid down and rolled into a twitching heap on the floor, clapping his hands over his ears to shut out the sudden, unnatural silence. A shape stepped out of the shadows. Granny Weatherwax had never heard of psychiatry and would have had no truck with it even if she had. There are some arts too black even for a witch. She practiced headology, practiced, in fact, until she was very good at it. And though there may be some superficial similarities between a psychiatrist and a headologist, there is a huge practical difference. A psychiatrist, dealing with a man who fears he is being followed by a large and terrible monster, will endeavour to convince him that the monsters don't exist. Granny Weatherwax would simply give him a chair to stand on and a very heavy stick. "Stand up, Walter Plinge," she said. Walter stood up, staring straight ahead of him.
"It stopped. It stopped. It's bad luck to stop the show," he said hoarsely.
"Someone better start it again," said Granny.
"You can't stop the show. It's the show."
"Yes, someone better start it again, Walter Plinge."
Walter didn't appear to notice her. He pored aimlessly through his stack of music and ran his hands through the drifts of old programmes. One hand touched the keyboard of the harmonium and played a few neurotic notes.
"Wrong to stop. Show must go on."
"Mr. Salzella is trying to stop the show, isn't he, Walter?"
Walter's head shot up. He stared straight ahead of him.
"You haven't seen anything, Walter Plinge," he said, in a voice so like Salzella's that even Granny raised an eyebrow. "And if you tell lies, you will be locked up and I'll see to it that there's big trouble for your mother."
Granny nodded.
"He found out about the ghost, didn't he?" she said. "The ghost who comes out when he has a mask on. Doesn't he, Walter Plinge? And the man thought, 'I can use that.' And when it's time for the ghost to be caught, well, there is a ghost that can be caught. And the best thing is that everyone will believe it. They'll feel bad about themselves, maybe, but they'll believe it. Even Walter Plinge won't be certain because his mind's all tangled up."
Granny took a deep breath.
"It's tangled, but it ain't twisted."